Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty. Get this money, man. Fuck you gotta do, you know what I'm saying? I can tell you're mad
at me just by how your face. What's up everybody? Welcome to the Film Liberty Judgmental Podcast.
What's up everybody? It's your boy Phil back in here.
And this is Leroy. So what's up, Phil?
Nothing much, just trying to beat the heat, you know.
Everything's okay with the bathroom?
Yeah, I was just doing some touch-ups because, you know, me being a painter all them years, I see a lot of fucked up shit. I'm like, I got to fix this. But them not being really a painter, they just paint. So I had to do some touch-ups.
Okay.
That's what I just got finished doing.
And how's swimming going?
Swimming is good. Shay picking it up real good. Ava, she's a baby, so it is what it is. She's just really playing in the water. I did take her in the water and I dunked her. She was crying and screaming at the top of her lungs.
Are you doing swimming also?
No, but I do from 2 to 3, they have a family free swimming. So you just pay $5 per head and anybody can swim.
Oh, but you're not taking the lessons. You just do that.
Right. So Shay go first and I'm watching Ava and we're looking at Shay through the glass while she's practicing. Taking class, and then once she's done, Ava takes class. Then after Ava's done, then they have the the open pool.
Yeah, for $5.
You want to take a class over there or what?
I don't know. Probably around about maybe when we get deep into the summer, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it too because Shay picking it up real fast, and I could never float. And I was finally on there. Shay was showing me shit that she was learning. She could float.
Because I always had a fear of, I can swim if it's like 5 feet, a 5 foot pool. Because I already know
stand up.
Shit. Exactly. If I fuck up, my feet could touch the ground. But getting in one of them Olympic pools and all that stuff, I've been always terrified of getting in one of those things.
What I told
Shay. I told you the time how I almost drowned. Did I ever tell you that time I almost drowned?
I don't remember. I got a couple drowning stories my damn self.
We was in King Sesson Pool. We used to go to summer camp across the street from King Sesson Playground. And so we were little. And see, what we used to do is this is like the pool. Everybody used to be at the pool. But the pool used to open up at like 12 o'clock back then and like close at like 2 or something like that. And you know the drainage on the side of the pool, and you know how you could like hang on to the drainage. So we would like go all around the pool just by hanging on the drainage. And some girl had dived in the pool and didn't see me, and so her knee hit my head. And she dove in the pool, and I'm like trying to grab on. Now I'm like in 8 feet now. And I'm like trying to grab onto the rail and I miss it. I'm like floating in the air. And I like turned around and looked at the lifeguard. The lifeguard was talking to some girl. And I'm trying to get his attention. And I'm like, And just so happened the guy that the kid that I was going around the drainage with, he grabbed my hand. He grabbed my hand and pushed me close to the drainage. I'm like, man, that scared the shit out of me. So ever since then, I've been always scared of like a Olympic size or deep pools. But you want to give us one of yours?
I know when I was a kid, I had to be, if I had to guess, 5 or 6. And I was at my Uncle Tony's. And it's the same thing. When you kid, they tell you stay on the steps or hang at the edge.
Right.
And I'm sitting there like, fuck this. And I'm like trying to walk the edges, holding on to the edges. And my hand slipped. I went right up under there. He had to jump in and save me. That was when I was like 5. I don't really remember a lot of it. I do remember. And like I said, I don't remember being that young. But I do remember being in that when I remember getting pulled up by Tony. And I remember on the sideline and my grandma Vanderhorst yelling and fussing and stuff about them not watching me. The other story, I was an adult. And this was I want to say right after I graduated boot camp, we all went to the hotel. We had like a hotel party, big ass swimming pool, and we was all drinking and shit. So you know that's already the fucking downfall of me right here. Drinking and the swimming pool. So I'm sitting there hanging on the edge of the pool, and there's a girl. She's talking to me, but she's sitting like on the side, and I'm in the water holding on to the edge, and I was drinking and shit. I don't know what made me think I could just kick off the wall and do a couple backstrokes. So I that's what I did. I kicked off the wall, did a couple backstrokes. Now I'm in the deep and drowning. I go and and it's fucked up because everybody there was drinking and shit. And then the girl, I see her, like, and I'm in the pool going under and drowning. She just gets up and walk away. I guess she thought I was just having a good old time or something.
Well, damn. So I'm going,
I'm under the water. I'm like, fuck. And it's deep, too. So I, like, spring. You know how when you hit the bottom, if you got enough energy, you can spring up and crack the top.
Right.
And then get some air. So I did that joint, and I breathed a little bit, and I was, like, trying to get to the edge, but I couldn't. And then, I was about to die. I was like, you know what? This time, I'm just going to be like a little bitch. I'm going to spring up. And I'm going to yell for help. You know what I mean? So when I sprang up, my head got like right to the top of the water to break it, but I never broke the water. And then I started going back down again. I'm like, oh, shit. And when people say you have a near-death experience, that's what I had. Because I remember like just being at the bottom of the pool with all these thoughts and shit going through my head because I couldn't do shit. And I remember like news break and on the news, I was on the news and I saw my mom watching the news crying. It's like, soldier dies after graduating from boot camp in the swimming pool. Like all this shit was going through my head while I was at the bottom of the pool. And then a dude jumped in the pool and grabbed me and pulled me out and shit. And I was all fucked up. And nobody even saw me fucked up. Nobody saw me in the pool except the one boy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He said, man, I thought you was playing around at first. But then when you went down and you just wouldn't come up, I know you couldn't hold your breath that long. I'm like, God damn. You know what I mean? And that was like some scary shit.
So you didn't need like CPR. You didn't black out or anything.
No. Well, when he pulled me out of the water, I just was coughing up water and all this shit. Mm-hmm. But I was drunk and shit. Well, I wasn't drunk, but I was like buzzed. And everybody there was buzzed, even him. Just imagine if he was not paying attention to me. I'd have been dead.
Yep. Well, shout out to him for doing that. Damn.
Yep. And that was a white bull in boot camp that drank his ass off, too. So I was just lucky, like, he wasn't drunk like he always was and shit.
So let's get into it. Here we go. Jeffrey Plager of Austell, Georgia, was confronted by a sword-wielding man trying to break into his home. I didn't send you this one, but you go ahead to take a listen to this one. Here's the report.
New tonight, a bizarre home invasion. A man is accused of breaking into a house and threatening the homeowner with a sword. It happened on Perry Point in Austell. Right now, the attacker is behind bars. And tonight, News Edge reporter Christopher King got a chance to speak exclusively with that homeowner.
This is just insane. Jeffrey Plager says a guy he'd never met before walked into his garage, pulled out a sword, then threatened to kill him.
At first, Jeffrey Plager thought someone was pulling a prank.
So I'm looking around like, is this a joke?
But no.
I'm looking around like, is this Jackass or something?
Tyler Perry.
One was laughing.
Yeah, he do. He do.
Thing.
No, sir.
Earlier this month, Plager pulled up to his house here in Austell and saw a stranger in an SUV.
Never seen him a day in my life.
At first, Plager thought he was with the guy who cuts his lawn.
And he said, no, that's not my vehicle.
Plager knocked on the guy's window.
I said, can I help you? And he asked me, he said, can I help you? And I said,
like, motherfucker,
you're in my driveway. This is my home. So he said, oh, this your home?
He made a mistake there saying that that dude looked like Tyler Perry's cousin and shit. Especially in this little pause image right there. It's like it'd be
like Tyler Perry with his makeup on doing one of them fucking sitcoms.
Yep. He made a big mistake. Now, here goes somebody you don't know banging on your window. You're going to tell him, like, yo, this is my home. I'm like, man, that ain't my house. So I don't know what you're knocking on the door for. Oh, so that's your home? Yeah, that's my home.
Well, why? Like the motherfucker that was at my car talking about my car was his car.
Okay, watch what happened at this.
And I said, yes, this is my home.
Things went from weird to frightening.
He pulled out a sword.
Then the guy threatened Plager.
He said, I'm ready to die. Are you? So I said, no.
The man forced his way into Pledger's house. Take a look at this home surveillance video.
Look at the motherfucker
and
in the house.
At that time, he has pulled in my garage.
Look at my man behind him and shit. Look at your face. And you're like, God damn, what the hell is this shit?
As Plager walks in, the man who police identify as
Brian. Look at my man. Look like he's from like, the Zulu Nation and shit from back in the day. Mm.
And Wiley follows.
He just had a pure, solid black look in his eyes.
He says the intruder kept following the man with the sword. This turn is chilling words.
Crack him upside his fucking head.
Exactly. He in your house like that too. And yep. Well,
and you got a kid in the house too?
Yep.
He said, I'm ready to die. That's just what he kept saying.
Then the guy makes himself at home.
He ended up
chilling, huh?
Sitting over here on the couch right here.
Pledger hurried his family outside, then grabbed his gun.
So he kicking his family outside his house. And so my man chilling on the couch and shit.
The man still would not leave.
Is he to me or him?
The whole ordeal lasted about 15 excruciating minutes.
He said, look at my shit out and running back his head. Everything
Well, you see, he said that he let the wife and kid out the house and he grabbed his gun. So you ain't shoot him?
Right.
You ain't shoot him while he was in the house?
I'm going to bust you in your ass. I'm going to make sure you don't come back.
Right. And look at how they all having all these conversations. Look how close
they are. Look how they all in his face. He's scared of that dude.
Eyes, I take your soul.
Police arrived and arrested Wiley.
I'm like, oh, wow, what's really going on?
Officers.
God bless that man, because he seemed like a nice dude, but my goodness. What's going on? Wait a minute, this is my home.
Searched Wiley's vehicle. They say he was heavily armed. According to this police report, they confiscated a rifle, a shotgun.
Look at all them damn guns he had in the car.
Dang.
Two handguns, a knife, a sword, and lots of ammunition.
Still in the back of my head, and it still sticks with me.
Brian Wiley is charged with criminal trespass and making terroristic threats. In Austell, Christopher King, Fox 5 News.
I said, oh, I can't wait till you see this shit. Like, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. This is my home. Like, my man just stopped in the middle of the street, just not come knock on the door and all the... he banged on the window.
Sit up on your couch and shit, and you got your family up in there.
Right. Like you said, as soon as he stepped foot in there, I'd have grabbed the closest thing I could find to knock him right beside his head. He in the house? No.
Turning his back towards you too? Shit.
So we going on to this video for this week video, Fournier, Texas. We got a doorbell camera captured a young boy walking up to the family house and hitting their front door with a whip. Here's the report.
It started off as a knock at Carissa Nash's front door in Forney.
And I look at my doorbell camera on my phone first before going to the door, and I see it's a little kid.
Shout out to Carissa Nash because she's loving this. She's an Instagrammer also, too, by the way.
That little kid is her 9-year-old neighbor with the whip.
And shout out to this young man with the whip because he got some damn audacity. And is that his mom?
Opened that door, snatched that whip from him, and popped it right on his ass.
Is that his mom's 50 Shades of Grey whip? Because who has whips just like laying in a house like that?
Racist people.
And the Kaufman County Precinct 2 constable says the boy may have been trying to confront the Nash family's 9-year-old daughter. Then after the second whip.
Little boy, you better get your from off my porch beating on my door like this. I will call the police. You need to leave.
It happened on Thursday afternoon off of Crosscut Drive in Forney when Dad, Desiera Nash, got home.
Yeah, Carisha Nash and her husband are a bunch of assholes, but, well, it's all a bunch of lunacy between them two and this parent right here. It's all a bunch of fuckery, but we'll get into that.
Conversation with you, sir. Your son, I'll show you the video. Okay, so you beat on your door. Okay, now
can you come look at our car?
Seconds later.
Can you please stop, sir?
Authorities say neighbor.
Stop what? You in front of my door.
Ryan Brunson
still coming to the door with a gun while you talking to him.
So, we'll get into that.
In his right hand. Officers say the gun went off, firing in the direction of Brian's daughter standing directly behind him.
That's the parents' fault.
Yes, because if a motherfucker got a gun, why y'all out there?
Yep.
Why y'all over there?
Precinct 2 officers arrested Brunson and charged him with deadly conduct.
That sounds like a bullshit charge. Deadly conduct? What's that?
Bullshit, like you said.
Tried to get Brian Brunson's side of the story. I spoke to him on the phone briefly, where he posted bond and tells me there is a lot more to the story and that he now has an attorney. Authorities tell us all of this may have stemmed from when the kids were walking home from school.
This stems from a bullying issue between the victim's daughter and the young boy with the will. There's been several.
Shout out to the young kid, because he was being bullied. He's ready to go whip somebody's ass with an actual whip.
Actions between two.
Y'all better leave him the fuck alone. Now, I bet you they won't be bullying him again. He about to whip your ass with a whip, with his mom's 50 Shades of Grey whip.
That little boy about to get his ass.
At different times in different locations.
The Nash family says they feel hurt.
We know the history of the whip.
Where's the kid at?
They don't show. Yeah, they don't show.
This is a racial issue. He comes to the door with his whip. We're kind of scared to send him outside to play.
In Forney.
Oh, you full of shit. Basu. So you don't let the kid go outside because the little boy showed up on your house with a damn whip. Hell, cut the shit. Well, here at the judgmentals here, we got the full video and the full reaction with the parents, both sides, you know, the parents. Now, we're going to start off with the full video of him banging on the door, whipping the door's ass. Let's just put it like that. The little kid is whipping the door's ass. So here we go. He means
business. Uh-huh. Little four-eyed self. How to tore his ass up. Snatched that whip right from him and gave him one.
Little boy, you better get your ass from off my porch beating on my door like this. I will call the police. You need to leave. Don't you ever beat on my goddamn door like that. Go.
I can square it up one.
Okay.
We can't even have a conversation.
Now here's the second clip of the guy the father going over to the kids whip kids parents' house.
Your son beat on mine.
Yeah, he's an asshole. Like I said, the father. First of all, well, I get into this.
Talk about these damages to my car. Your son, let me show you the videos. You come outside and talk like an adult, then maybe we can figure it out.
Talk like an adult, but you're not talking like an adult.
I'm trying to have a civil conversation. We can take it somewhere else if you want.
I'm trying to have a civil conversation. You can take it wherever you want. See, I'd have came to my door with my gun too. All right, mm-hmm. Now what's up? I'd have came with my gun. See, the father ain't wrong right there.
Well, you shouldn't have made that statement that we can take it somewhere else if you want to.
Exactly. I tell you, you know how they always say that they need to teach kids financial literacy in school?
Mm-hmm.
They need to also teach kids communication and conflict resolution. Because first of all, Philip, if you're walking down the street, but like this same situation. Suppose somebody knocked on your door with this same tone of voice that this gentleman has and talking about how you can take it anywhere you want to. Now, when you open your door, what you going to do? You going to have the same aggressiveness in your voice as he is, right?
Yeah, see, if he came over here like that, I probably wouldn't open my door. I probably would have called the cops, because I know if I opened the door, I probably would have had my gun with me. And then I don't know if it would have went to that next level or not, because I don't even know if he's strapped, but he's coming over there aggressive. So I'd have been communicating them through the fucking door cam like you can. And the cops would be on the way. Then we can talk once the cops get here.
Exactly. You coming to somebody's house with that tone of voice, like, how do you want to solve the problem? You're not going to solve the problem because you aggressive. The father's aggressive. Then how the problem going to get solved? Well, here you go. He's still at the door.
I'm going to show you the video of your son hitting our door.
And that's another thing. You got the door camera. And he's going over there because the kid hit the whip on his car, and the car must got a scratch on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has both videos of the kid with knocking on the door, and his car being damaged. Why are you over there? Why can't you just call the cops and let them handle it?
Exactly.
This whip and hitting our car. I don't know, but I know that my son told me that your boy jumped him on his way home. My boy, my son.
Our son is.
Now, coming outside with. I'm trying to have a conversation with you. Coming outside.
Yeah, because I saw the way you started walking up on me. We've already had beef before.
We don't have beef.
I'm coming to have a conversation with you, sir.
Your son. I'll show you the video.
This
Our son is 13. He doesn't even go to Lewis.
Can you come look at our car?
My son never touched your car.
The neighbor does across the street.
Well, why are you over here? That's why I would have said that. Why are you over here? Why you just didn't call the police and the police saying, because you still have to write an incident report, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let them write an incident report of the scratches, whatever. Take that scratch to the auto body shop or whatever, and then come back with the price. There's no reason for him to be over there.
Come over here.
Not really. Exactly. Yeah. He said, not really. I would have been like that too.
Well, that's it. Because you ain't coming over here talking nicely. You're accusing my son.
Well, see, there you go. He pretty much said what we just talked about.
I'm showing you the video.
We're showing you the video.
You ain't showing me the video of me scratching your car. Get off my plan. That's my vine. Get off my plan.
Baby, get off the vine.
I ain't even gonna go there.
No, that's my grapevine.
All right, man.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
You owe me a plant if
I don't. I bet you I'll bring the.
Can you please stop?
Now he ready to rumble. Now.
Why are you arguing with somebody with a gun? You ain't got no gun.
So he was at. Yep. So the whip ass kid's father was at the door when he was talking, and the Nashes, is that their last name?
Mm-hmm.
The Nash father was walking away. And then he started talking shit like, oh, fuck you, and the dude come over here, whatever. So as he's walking away, the whip kid's father walked down the steps with a gun in his head. Like, all right, then what's up?
All I do is just talk to you civil.
That's the problem. You and your kids want to play victim. Your son came over
here. Y'all are so violent.
Your son came over here.
Baby, please, no.
Your son came over here with a fucking whip. Bring his here again.
Please. You have a gun.
Come over here on my side.
Ma'am, it's Texas. Everybody has a gun.
Mm-hmm. Have a
and you're in front of his door with this shit. So I don't blame him having this gun in his hand.
It's going to be the new episode of one of my shows, Fear Thy Neighbor.
Bring your ass outside without the gun then. I've already come out before.
Come on, let's do it. No, baby, get back.
You talking about, come on, let's do it. What? Yep. He got a gun and y'all don't.
Well, as you could hear, the gun, he sat the gun down. Then he went to pick it up and the gun went off. His hand was on the trigger. Now, suppose that bullet would have shot either the mother and the father, or they said the kid was standing at the door across the street, the Nash's kid. Now, if it would have shot the mother or the father, it seems like a nice neighborhood where they live at. Do you think that they'd be able to stay in this on their property if the father would have got shot?
Nope.
Exactly. y'all better learn how to start communicating. The guy came in and knocked on that man's door all wrong. First of all, he should have never even went over there anyway. I'm like, well, shit, I already got the tape. Everything's already recorded. Call the police and let them write a report.
Mm-hmm.
And give it to him. He whooped the door's ass and he whooped the car's ass, and the car got a scratch on it.
And it looked like they already had beef before this. So what makes you think he's going to say, all right, well, I'll pay for the scratch? Y'all don't like them. They don't like you. He's not going to say, I'll pay for the scratch unless you got video proof of that. That's why he said that. And once you said you ain't got proof of that, he don't want to hear it.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, that could have went really bad. Really bad. All right, now, Phil, this is a street entrepreneurs, get your money, dollar bills, y'all. Don't stop, get it. Bling, bling, whatever you want to call it. So we got Atlanta, Georgia deputies are searching for 24-year-old Taquia Lachelle Ford, who's on a run after cops foil a drug smuggling trial. Wait till you hear this shit.
A medical assistant accused of trying to smuggle.
And shout out to this reporter here. I think her name is Courtney Bryant. I'm not sure. I know her last name is Bryant, but I don't know her first name. Yeah, I think it's Courtney.
Drugs into the Fulton County Jail is on the run tonight.
Taquia Ford faces felony drug charges. Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labatt credits a jail captain with stopping Ford's plan. Fox 5's Deidre Dukes is live at the jail with the latest on the search for the suspect. Deidre?
Well, anyone entering the Fulton County Jail, that means...
Shout out this reporter here, Deirdre Dukes, a.k.a. Sweatnet. You see how that neck is glistening there?
Yeah, she hot.
Yeah.
So whether you're a visitor or whether you work here, you must pass through security. But this medical assistant, we are told by the Fulton County Sheriff, ran into trouble as she arrived to work because an employee noted that she smelled like marijuana, and they said when they asked her about it, she admitted that she had smoked pot before she arrived to work.
When she got to the security.
I'm thinking this street entrepreneur, I'm thinking somebody tried to force her to do this, and this was her out right here, because you can't be this stupid.
I don't think so.
She was acting.
Say it again.
I don't think so. I think she's stupid. And I think she was messing with somebody in the jail, like they always do.
Yeah.
Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labonte credits a captain at the jail for catching Takara Ford in the act after the contract nurse reportedly showed up to work smelling like marijuana.
She smelled a hint of marijuana, and she asked, and actually the young lady then said that she had smoked prior to coming to work, which is against all rules and regulations. We began to search her bag as normal, and she grabbed her keys and ran, walked through the parking lot, jumped in her car and left.
Ford fled in a black Nissan Altima, Tennessee tag 75A-R44. These are images of the illegal contraband deputies say they found in Ford's bag. 6.8 ounces of marijuana, 20 grams of crack cocaine, 200 cigarettes.
And why are you smoking crack in jail?
Because she's giving all that to somebody in jail and he's selling it.
And look at all them damn loose cigarettes.
And two packs of tobacco. Sheriff Labonte says investigators reviewed a recorded phone call between the suspect and other individuals in which it appears she discussed how she would smuggle the drugs. The sheriff says she had worked at the jail for a few months and that all contract employees are screened.
We screened all of our contract employees.
See, I'm thinking like maybe she had like second thoughts and this was like her way out. I got high in the car. Because why would you even admit that? Like they was going to let you say, like they was going to say, oh, you, all right, then, never mind. Yeah, you can go right on in there. She like, look, this is my way out because I'm having second thoughts. Like you said, some dude she was talking to or whatever told her like, hey, look, why don't you bring some stuff in here or whatever.
This just happened to be a situation, unfortunately, where I believe the young lady had been influenced by some internal contact. And for us, it is certainly unfortunate to lose a good nurse. But a good nurse.
How you know she was a good nurse? She only been there for like 2 months.
Mm-hmm. And that she turned herself in.
Obviously, she's not a good nurse. She's getting high, coming to work high. I mean, if you get high on your own time is one thing. But if you're getting high, coming to work high and smelling like weed coming to work, what the fuck is you thinking?
Right.
And then to have all that shit in your bag. Like, what is, you know you're going through security.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, girl.
Charges tonight, including possession with intent to distribute. Reporting live at the Fulton County Jail, Deidre Dukes, Fox 5 News.
All right. All right, Miss Dukes, a.k.a. Sweatnet. Well, here's another story that I haven't told you about. We got a former teacher arrested after her husband reported for her alleged relationship with a female student. A former choir teacher of a local high school is facing criminal charges after court documents said she had an inappropriate relationship with a student. According to a press release from the New Wilmington Police Department, New Wilmington is in Pennsylvania. I don't know where it is. An investigation into 26-year-old Olivia Lewis Ortiz, mistake number one. A 26-year-old teacher, began after the principal of the Wilmington Area High School received a call from Ortiz's husband, reported their alleged relationship. A mandated reporter, the principal reported the allegation to the police. Police say they held interviews with the 17-year-old female student involved in the incident, who told officers that they considered Ortiz to be a safe adult whom they trusted and confided in. The student also said the relationship allegedly turned into a romantic one that resulted in sexual activity. Officers say that Ortiz communicated with the student outside of school verbally, via cell phone, and through text-based messaging, so she didn't give a damn. Documents say that the student allegedly came to Ortiz's residence after she invited him over while the husband was away on a trip. That's how it always starts. Officer also say that the student returned to the house at Ortiz's invitation on multiple occasions to comfort her after her husband had discovered their secret relationship. So first the husband found out about it and didn't even tell yet, but she still kept doing it. And that's what he went and told. Officer receives a search warrant on May the 5th and confiscated Ortiz's cell phone and iPad. They believe the student and teacher began communicating over Spotify.
Get your COVID ass together.
After confrontation that the code words were established to indicate if they continue communication had been discovered. So they've been talking in code. Over 100 messages were sent over Spotify. I didn't even know that. You learn something new every day. I didn't know you could talk to somebody over Spotify.
Right.
From May the 10th to 11th, until the student father confiscated the cell phone. So the father probably had all of the stuff going on with the husband telling. They must have told the parents too when the father had took the cell phone. Ortiz surrendered to the police on May the 16th and was committed to the Lawrence County Jail. Her bond was set at $150,000. Her preliminary hearing is set for May the 25th. What the hell? So, like I say, these young female teachers, they already been banging your sons. Now they coming after your daughters. What the hell? So, that daughter, news on a sports front, I'm sorry. Do you have anything to talk about on sports-wise?
Sports?
Other than you see you talked about how you wanted Bryce Harper to stay out for those 6 weeks and they brought him back as DH. Mm-hmm. And he's not. She's still back in DH, which seems like a mistake to me. Like, get yourself 100% before you step out on field.
Right. Well, that's what I told him with your bull. Because I said, they said it only takes 6 weeks to fully recover. So let's just burn 6 weeks. Hopefully we can stay afloat. And then we come back, he's 100% ready to go. So now he's not going to get the surgery. He's going to linger and play around all hurt and banged up. So then when he stink up the joint at the end of the year, you're going to say, oh, well, he was hurt.
Yep. Exactly. So let me see. What's coming on tonight? We got Mavericks versus the Warriors. Who you like?
Mavericks.
To win the series or win this game?
Just this game.
But you still had the Warriors winning the series.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, because they up 2-0. I think it's a wrap. So anything.
About the other series?
I like the Heat.
I like the Heat.
I like the Heat. The Heat is up 2-1. Mm-hmm. Where is this? Is this in Boston or in Miami?
Boston.
Nah, I think the Heat gonna take one from them. So, yeah.
He already did. The last game they beat them in Boston.
Oh, okay, see, I thought they had won the first one.
The first two was in Miami, and Boston stole one. So then the first game in Boston, Miami stole that one back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, they in trouble. I had told the security guard at work she loved the Golden State Warriors. I told her it was going to be Golden State versus the Heat in the finals. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Right. Shout out to the Sixers for letting Jimmy Butler go.
Now if he want to come out talking about why they let him go, this and all that. Man, that was old news. Y'all supposed to be ready to play. You can't bring that up now because he bust your ass.
Right. Hey, he kind of little talks too much now for some reason.
He throws teammates under the bus all the time.
Right.
Everybody thought we was getting the Jimmy Butt from Houston. That's not who he is. Like, why are you saying that?
Mm-hmm.
He's from New Jersey. We didn't get him from Houston. So why are you talking about Houston, Jimmy, what's his name?
Harden. James Harden, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then he pretty much said that he was damn washed up. So, like, yeah. What's going to happen when Harden and Embiid talk to each other?
That's what they do. He threw everybody under the bus instead of his own issues. He stunk up that joint the last two games. But, of course, like every time, you just going to say, well, he was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hurt, don't play.
Exactly. So you can't use that as an excuse. If you're so hurt, mm-hmm. then you should just sit on the bench and let somebody that's able-bodied take your spot.
Or if you're going to play hurt, don't be the detriment to why you lost. Don't go 7-for-24 or whatever it was, with all, you know how he played. Don't shoot as many shots. Get easy buckets down low. Make your free throws. Don't go, what was he, 1-for-8 from three-point range? That's too many threes for a damn center to be shooting.
Right.
You know what I mean? Grab rebounds, block shots, just play defense. You don't got to hustle hard on offense if you hurt. But he still try to put it in work. So when he dropped 30 playing hurt, don't nobody say nothing. But then he come back with a stinker. Oh, well, he was playing hurt. Don't nobody want to hear that shit every year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what's new on the TV front, movie front?
Did I watch any movies? Is this one movie I didn't watch yet that I do want to watch? Because it's about the multiverse. Did you hear about it?
Oh, that didn't come out yet. With the did it come out yet for the? I mean, yeah, I know for the movie theater. You talking about with the
one,
Asian
one
lady.
Of my coworkers, huh?
The Asian lady.
Yeah, one of my coworkers told me about it, and she said her boyfriend was watching it on one of these apps or something. So it's definitely out.
Oh, okay.
What's the name of it? Like Somewhere the Way It Was or some crazy name.
Hold on, let me find it. Oh, is it Everything, Everywhere, All at Once?
Yep, yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard about that, and it's like about the multiverse. I want to see that, but I haven't watched it yet. I watched this show. It's a documentary. It's called My One Year Living with a Tribe, and it's fucked up because he went to this tribe, and this tribe, they live like in a secluded jungles or whatever. Like, they butt naked. They build these houses and trees. The trees is like real tall and skinny, but they got like damn near mansions up there. But he was saying like a lot of people are scared because they scared they might fall. It ain't like they got ladders or nothing. So they got like little hedges cut out in the tree that they like use their feet to walk up it on.
Right.
Almost like a damn fireman pole, but like got little steps on that joint. So he was saying a lot of people were scared to go up there. But they was living in there and all this. And the one guy, I think it's like in Indonesia or something, but he had an interpreter and he was talking to it. So then they found this other guy. The other guy was like, it's a lie. He said, because they wanted to know why people in the village got clothes on, but people in the woods don't got no clothes on. So the one guy broke it down to him. He said, it's all a lie. He said, some white men that look like you came here with their cameras, paid us all this money to take our clothes off and build these tree houses so they can film and say this is how we've been living for years when that's not true. I said, oh, shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Here is all a lie. And these people scared and falling out of the damn tree houses and all is just for a video so this guy can sit here and lie and say this is some old ancient tribe and that's how they've been living.
Right. Right. And
so he came back. I watched the second episode last year. He had came back. And now, I guess the gig is up because the boy was all depressed and shit. And he said, well, what's wrong? He said, well, if I knew you was coming, I would have took my clothes off because then I would have got some money because now you don't got no money for me. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, and everybody there got clothes on there. And they were saying, like, they wasn't ready. They wasn't expecting my man to pop up. He was like, well, I don't want to see that. He said, if that's bullshit, I want to see how y'all actually live, even if it is in the village. So my man all depressed that... His chick, I tell you one thing, even though they all struggling with and ain't got no nothing, they sure know how to pop out babies. The one lady, she had the baby by herself, quiet, wasn't screaming, ain't got no drugs, in the middle of the night, didn't wake her husband up. That's how quiet she was. Cut the umbilical cord and everything. And they saying in their tribe, fathers are not, well, they said men are not allowed to touch the newborn babies. So he was like sitting there with his wife and she had the baby. He's like, you're not going to hold your baby? He's like, yeah, we're not allowed to.
So like, when is the time for you to touch the baby?
Hell if I know, I guess.
Okay.
But I watched that. And then, you know, I always watched Naked and Afraid. Naked and Afraid is crazy as shit. So they got the rookies and the veterans. This is a three. It's called XL. So this is like the big leagues. So they have one person that's doing a 60-day challenge and the other two doing a 40-day challenge. One of the 40-day challenge, I'm talking about the three girls, because you know they always fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the three girls.
Why the girls always fucking up?
because they don't like the have nobody in charge. They like even your boy Kevin Samuels mentioned that. He said they don't like to if everybody on the same plane, even if somebody know more, they'd rather have a community that makes decisions instead of somebody that's more knowledgeable to be in charge. Well, we don't do that. If we see somebody that know what he's doing, we take kind of let him be the leader. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the girl that's doing the 60-day challenge, she did more time in the jungles than both of them. She go out there, she catch fish with her bare hands. Well, here the kicker is they built the house, but their roof is fucked up. So when it rain, it's real cold rain that comes in on their house. So she's like, all right, I'm going to go fishing. Can y'all build the house up? She go fishing. And the way they do it is you go fishing. While they building the house, they stacking wood, got the fire going. So you can come back, you can gut it and cook it. She go fishing, get all this fish. She come back. The two girls chilling, talking about we trying to make our biz because our biz was rough last night. She was like, but the fire about to go out and we don't have no wood. She's like, that's fine. We can just go get some wood. She's like, no, I just was out all day catching all this fish. And then y'all don't doing nothing. So they've been doing their bid for 4 days. Every day the girl say, like, can y'all go get some wood? I'll go get some fish. Every time she say that, the girl be like, I don't like the way she's trying to tell me what to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the other girl, she only did a 14-day challenge. So she kind of like a rookie. And she was kind of like listening to the girl. They got the 60 days under her belt. Mm-hmm. So now she's not even listening to her. So they like, fuck it. So they spent like 4 days making a bid. The other girl's getting pissed off. She's like, we got no wood. Our shelter's fucked up. It's going to rain again. And it's just not right. You know what I mean? So they're like, yeah, whatever, whatever. She's like, y'all want to come with me and help me get some wood? She's like, the other girl with the attitude. She's like, yeah, I'll get someone up once I finish my bed. That night, it rained like a motherfucker on them. They was salty as shit. So then they was like, all right, we should probably do something with this roof.
Yeah.
So the girl went fishing. She came, instead of coming back with like three fish for the other girls, she came back with one fish. She was like, I got me some dinner, and walked right past them. They looked at her like they can't believe that because the other two don't know how to catch shit. So she caught that big ass fish and she only came back with one for herself and she didn't even share. I'm like,
she did that on purpose.
Yeah,
she did it on purpose.
So now they even more mad at her. So it's an episode that come on tonight and that's when it blow up. And what's going to happen because it's XL, they put four teams like on an island all spread out. And a lot of people already dropped off. So it's like two teams, there's only one person. But I think the girl's going to be like, you know what? I'm exiling myself from y'all. I'm out. And just start walking off and try to find somebody else and just do her own thing. You know what I mean? Because I'll be like, I wouldn't do that. I'd be like, you know what? Y'all not eating none of my fish. She come back from all day, hard day's work. They didn't boil no water. They ain't got no fire. And they just be chilling. I said, oh, my God. And they sit there talking about, she's not in charge. How's she going to boss us around and tell us what to do? I was like, y'all ain't doing nothing, though. She bringing y'all food every night. There's other people on this island that can't get shit. They eating fucking maggots and fucking worms and shit. And you sitting here getting fish every night. You can't even look out. I said, this show's crazy.
Well, did you see the reunion of Married at First Sight?
I did.
And did you see how no one's only two of the couples are together? two. What's the
Noy Steve and no, okay.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. So, and
they dog Olajuwon so much on the Reddit Married at First Sight. See, they talk about he abusive. He got anger issues. Just all this stuff. I'm like, I don't see it.
Well, I'm sorry, Philip, but when he starts talking and she got that look on the face, she does seem like she just like.
Well, see, you falling for the okie doke. Anytime she gets the sad look on her face and she start crying, everybody say, "Oh, you shouldn't be talking to her." And you one of the suckers that's falling for the okie doke too.
She do got that look like,
so
she,
what?
Yeah.
So what? Because when they had that party. When they had that party, and at the end of the party, he said, "All right, let's clean up." And she was like, "No, nah, I don't want to." And then she was like, "Well, I'll just clean up half, and then I'll go to bed." He's like, "No, we need to clean up the whole joint. Let's go." And then she was like, "No, nah, I don't want to clean up. I'll go to bed." And he stayed down there by himself, cleaned up the whole joint. And then she don't know how to cook. She don't care to know how to cook. You know what I mean? Well, she is trying to. She says she's trying to learn, but she said it herself. She don't cook. When she wants something to eat, she just go out. Well, how you gonna be a wife doing that? You need five. She want to have a kid within the next 2 to 3 years, but she need at least 5 more years of training. Like, she want to finish school, but what she's finishing school for is not what she want to become. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well,
she's like going to, she like, I think she's going to school for business and she got like another year left. No, I thought
she was going to be a nurse. Is not a nurse?
That's the second joint she want, not the joint she's doing now.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said, that's why it's like 5 years. And that's why he was like, I don't know how she's going to do all this schooling and be a mom. Whatever she's in school for now is not nursing, but she want to complete what she's doing. I think it's business or something like that. And then once she finished that, then she want to go to nursing school. And that's why he's snapping, because he's ready to start his family and do all this.
Right.
It ain't like you're 22 or something. You know what I mean? I think she's 29.
Yeah. It's the thing I always say is about phases in life. She started too late. When all her friends and family members her age was going to school and all that stuff, she still was clubbing, wilding out, rolling around with this dude and rolling around with that guy. Then when she get like in her mid to late 20s, she's like, oh shit, let me get myself together and want to go to school and stuff. Now you meet this man that the same age as you. He may be a little bit older, a year or two. I'm not really sure.
I think they're the same age.
Okay, now he wants to have a family. But now you got to complete school to have a family. I mean, by the time you finish school, you said, well, she be what, like 34, 35?
She got like 5 more years left of school. Yeah.
Okay, so that's like the danger zone for a woman that want to bear a child.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I say about the phases. I mean,
and even with that, let's say she finished her degree right now, and then she's going to finish that year, and then she do her 4 years of nursing. Right out of 4 years of nursing, you still got to do like your what'd you call it when you hang around the doctors and all that shit. And
is it a residency?
Get the job. Yeah, you got to do all that stuff. So when are you going to be pregnant while you're doing all that?
Nurses do residency.
I'm not sure. I know I've seen nurse practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
Because they all come up. The nurse practitioners, they come up. I'm not sure if they're doing residencies or doing is this other thing. What is it called? I forget, but they follow the doctors. They go in with the doctors and the doctors help them. And this is something that they have to do.
Right.
For their training or their schooling or whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So she probably have to do something like that. I forget what it's called. I don't think it's called residency. I think the doctors do the residency, but it's something else that these medical staff be doing. I think it's the nurse practitioner that do it. I think nurses do it too. I'm not sure, but they follow the doctor. The doctors explain stuff to them, and they go in with the doctor to see patients. Because we always got to say, is it, the doctor has a nurse with him or whatever? Is it okay to come in? She's like, yeah, it's fine.
Uh-huh. And
so I don't know when she gonna find time. Like I'm on the Olajuwon sign. When you shouldn't have came on the show. You should just go in and show your school, and that be that.
Agreed.
You're going to school to get married. When you get married, you're ready to have a kid and do your family thing. You're not ready to be sitting there going to school and all that.
Agreed.
But because she's always got that sad puppy dog look and she's always crying, that's why everybody coming to her defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I agree with you.
She takes the crazy-ass wig off, too.
And we got the other black couple. What's their names?
Is it Michael? Jasmina?
Jasmine and Mike. Yeah. And I'm a horrible TV reviewer too, because I don't know. I watch the show. The only reason why I know Olajuwon because it's Akeem Olajuwon. Mark the Shark because that's weird. And Noi because Noi is not a common name. But other than that, yeah, I don't know. I don't even remember their names. But well, obviously, when he said that we'll stay married, but we'll live separately, you already knew that wasn't going to last.
Right. So when she said that, he should have been like, well, you know what? Nah, let's not even play these games.
Exactly.
So now he finally comes to the realization that she's not really feeling them. And she's making excuses on and on and talking about it could have been there. It could have happened. And said, no, it wasn't, girl. You wasn't feeling him from the jump. And we saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And just like my man said, the host, you was friend zone from the jump.
Yep.
She told me, no, he's a good guy. We still can be friends. We can talk. No, you're not going to be friends.
Yeah, that's just what I was about to say. How about we're like, yeah, we could be friends and we can talk. Like, what is he going to call you to talk about? Do you play video games? Do y'all play online with each other? What the hell he going to talk? And how about when the host asked, was the guy talking to women? And she said, sure, you can talk to me about that. Why the hell would he call you about women?
Exactly.
That don't make any sense.
I said, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I would have said that shit the decision night when they both said I do, and then she said, yeah, but we're not going to move in. Oh, really? You know right. what? I changed my mind. I'm going to go ahead my mm-hmm. separate way. Because we already knew that what that was hitting for.
Yeah, that's not going to work, sir. That's not going to work. Y'all married, but yeah, y'all living in different places. Yeah, mm-hmm. okay.
All right. Well, shit, the same with Noi. Noi always complained about being poor, not being struggling and all that. But then she turned around and keeps her apartment and stays right. in an apartment two times a week.
No.
What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, I'd have put my foot down. And I don't like how they portrayed my man as like some type of loser or something. Right. He's not asking her for money. Now, if he was asking her for money, oh, man, I'm fucked up and I need some money for this and that.
Right.
Man, you going to buy this for me? That's what
I'm trying to tell Shay. She was like, no, you just can't trust that. I said, they said he's spending more money when they go out than her, like way more than her. He said plus he bought a ring, over $10,000 ring. Like he got bread. So what is mm-hmm. the issue?
Right. And he's a software engineer, right? He's does well, something with him. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So he can easily find a job.
That's what he's saying. He said, I can easily find a job. I just don't want to do any of your job, but I can easily find a job. Right now, I'm chilling.
Right.
And I said that. I said, dude got bread from the door. And Shay was like, nah, he ain't got no money. He's a bum. You heard what his dad said. I said, that don't mean nothing. His dad just wanted to see him working. You know what I mean? But right. he got dope.
I'm like, he talked about
he invested in the crypto early on, so he's all right. And then you don't hear her talking about it no more either.
Right. I'm like, hey, look, he can do wherever he want to, long as he don't start asking her for money. He start asking her for money. I ain't got it. Can you give me such and such? Oh, no. Oh, can you buy this for me? Then it's an issue. If he hasn't been doing that and he's not working, what's the problem?
Well, they come on. I think they're going to break up, though. I don't think they're going to stay together because we got two more episodes, right?
Yeah, and don't they do that? Where are they now?
Right. So they got so they got the reunion part two, and then they have the where are they now?
Right. And of course, last but certainly not least, we got Mark the Shark. And his lady, we already knew they weren't going to stay together from the jump, but they're not together anymore. In fact, she done moved to San Francisco because she wanted to be around intellectuals because Mark the Shark is dumb. If he's so dumb, first of all, he's so dumb, he can't make her orgasm. Why does she want to stay married to this guy?
Well, I think she really liked him, even though he was kind of fucked up. And I told you that, too. I said, yo, he's a fucked up dude because the apartment that he was staying in, he wasn't paying no rent. And that's how it was so easy for the landlord to just throw him out. Mm-hmm. Now, he got fucking bed bugs and fleas and roaches and all in that shit. You got to fumigate the damn apartment before you move out. You know what I mean? Because if you ain't got no lease, why do you have to fumigate it? Make her clean her own apartment. Just get your shit and roll.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, he's fucked up because the girl sold her place and then she moved in with him. She said it took him seven days to fix that house up. Like she spent a lot of money helping to get that house together, organize it in it. They fixed up shit in there. And then that's when he told her she got rolled right when he was done. So just like she said, she used him. So since he used her, that's why she was so mad and just taking all them low blows at him like that. Because that is kind of fucked up.
No, but she said about the orgasm thing first. So she's not being satisfied sexually. Why would you marry somebody that's not satisfying you sexually?
Yeah, but a lot of times when she took shots is because she was mad at him.
Okay.
My man sat there and made a board with all the shit that we got to do on the list. And then the very next day, he ain't want to do none of the shit on the list that he came up with.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's crazy. What kind of shit is this?
So, any other TV shows or movies?
Not really. I ain't been really watching nothing.
Uh-huh. Same here. But I saw American Underdog, which is the Kurt Warner story that Chick had talked about.
I still ain't see that. I keep forgetting about that.
It's like a damn Disney movie, but I guess his life was like a Disney movie to go from working in the supermarket to winning the Super Bowl. He was MVP of that year, and he was the Super Bowl MVP. So I guess that is kind of like a Disney Very story. Too. Yeah. So, yeah, it was kind of sort of that kind of thing. But, I mean, it's something fine to watch if you're not doing anything. You know, I wouldn't break my neck to go see it. I definitely wouldn't pay for it, and I wouldn't break my neck and knock somebody down to go and watch it. But it was fine. I mean,
yeah, I'll check it out eventually. I just always keep forgetting about it.
Have you looked at Rerun the City yet, the newest episode?
I only saw the first two. I'm probably going to watch it now as soon as I get off the phone with you. Shay haven't been watching it. And she's like, yeah, I got to watch that. I'm like, yeah, we already started. So I'm going to go ahead and keep on watching without her.
So you're not going to double back and watch the stuff over again just for your wife, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, that's cold. You don't watch Bosch.
You don't right now, watch. I don't really have nothing to watch. That's why I was looking for something new to watch.
Have you ever watched Top Boy? It's a whole bunch of shit that you can watch. Y'all watch
Top Boy? It's too much shit. No, I watched a couple episodes before that.
All right, what about the Gangs of London?
No.
Hey, the Gangs of London.
I'm not saying there's nothing on. I'm just saying the stuff that we normally watch is not on.
Right.
There's so much shit. Like, I just finished, what's the name? What's the dude? Moon Knight.
Uh-huh. And what you think?
Got weird on me at the end, so.
Go ahead.
It was okay. I wasn't a big fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
And will I watch the second season if it come back? Probably. I like when he's Moon Knight character and he's doing shit, but that's like far in between. You know what I mean?
Uh huh. What about Suit Moon Knight?
I don't even like that dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something that I looked at. I talked about I mentioned The Mines. You don't watch Ozark. Have you watched 61st Street yet?
No. Well, I wanted to watch one before I watched the other one. So I'm watching the other. We Own the City, and then I watched the other one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and that's pretty much it. Yeah, I'm like way behind in new movies. Well, it took me like a week to watch The American Underdog.
And Ava keep trying to watch Invincible. That's a little too gory for her.
Yeah, that ain't a kid's cartoon.
She just put it on my phone right here sitting. That's what she's looking at. And I'm like, what is she doing?
Mm-hmm. Right, y'all. You can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at PNL Judgmentals. Instagram at @_judgmentals, or you can email us at pnljudgmentals@gmail.com. I said Instagram already. All right, pnljudgmentals@gmail.com. Well, all right, Phil. All
right,
and we'll have some interviews with somebody. I told you Chase wanted to do another one, but I told him wait until like in the summertime when the weather gets warm.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have some interviews, y'all, coming up soon. So, all right, y'all.
All right. You gotta do, you know, I can tell you're mad at me just by how your face look. You can check the status on my level, not my Facebook. Comments on my photos, that's why I stay on the low-low. Most of y'all is associates, so I be on my dolo. Hold up, walk that, whoa, hold the phone. You think all I do is rap? I can do it on my own. That's why I produce the track. Don't wonder where my crew is at. They'll be back. Niggas see me walking on the block and look like, who is that? Who is that? People always wanna know where my friends is. Is that like we attach? I don't need no crew.